Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
And thanksgiving, we should make our petition known unto you. This evening, oh God, as we release prayers into heavens, we pray that every point of every prayer that has been released, Father Lord, you would water it in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, you will yield it in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, you will cause us, oh God, to grow. That Lord Jesus, the blessings that has been appointed for us, Father Lord, will be manifested in the right time of your will. We thank you because you are God.
Yes,
we thank you because you are King.
Yes,
we thank you because you are Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Father Lord, you are the beginning and the end.
Yes, Lord.
You are the I am that I am.
Yes, Lord.
You are Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord.
Father Lord, you do things according to your will and your time.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says that, and the sons of Issachar understood the times and seasons.
Yes, Lord.
Father Lord, we pray that, oh God, Lord, you have the calendar of our lives.
Jesus.
Therefore, we pray that, Lord Jesus, apportionate every blessing
in the name of Jesus.
Father, Lord, in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus, we pray and commit every entire service into the hands of you. We pray that you take throne over everything, that everything that we do tonight may be successful. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with many thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We thank God so much for a good start, and you're welcome again to the presence of God. Tonight, we are going to study on a theme, the power of the hidden faithfulness. I thought you'd say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
The memory verse for tonight, which I would want you to remember, is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. I repeat. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. We are going to talk about the man called David. Now, the theme is the power of the hidden faithfulness. When God keeps you hidden, I want you to think for a moment. When God keeps you hidden, something must happen. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever done everything right in your right sense, but still felt invisible? In the midst of your friends, in the midst of your colleagues, you've done everything to shine the light, but yet somebody robbed you of your visibility. You prayed, you served, you stayed pure. You gave your best, but no one could even clap for what you did. No one could even call your name and say thank you. And no one even saw your effort. But I tell you, here is the truth. Most people don't talk about, but hide those he plans to use greatly. Before you will be elevated, you will be isolated. Mark it somewhere. Before you will be elevated, you will be isolated. Before you wear a crown, you will be in a cave. Before the oil flows on you, the heart must grow. The question isn't whether God will use you. Is it whether you will stay faithful? God is always faithful to use us. Would you avail yourself to be used by God? Now, if you are available to work for the Lord, the question is, your talent will never be hidden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would like us to read this. The Lord said to Samuel, how long would you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him for being the king over Israel. fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons. Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I named to you. Hallelujah. Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, do you come peaceably? He said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord. But the Lord said to him, Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height or his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortal sees. The Lord does not see as mortals what? See. They look on the outward appearance. You and I look on outward, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse made the seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Samuel said to Jesse, are all your sons here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, rise and anoint him, for this is the one. I want you to repeat with me. Rise and anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil. This is our memory verse. Then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David. From that day forward, Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go into some few discussion here. God sends Prophet Samuel to Jesse's house, as we read, to anoint a new king. Seven sons are paraded before the prophet, tall, gifted, strong, but God rejected them all.
That's right.
Samuel is so confused. Are these all your sons? Jesse replies, there is still the youngest, but he's keeping the sheep. And when David walks in, God says, arise, anoint him. He is the one. In that moment, the boy no one invited became the man everyone needed. Beloved, I'm not too sure about your story, but I want to tell you, the stone the builders rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. Men may have rejected you. Men may have counted you as nobody. Men have been giving you labels that you are a goofy boy, and you are a goofy girl. You don't look smart. You don't even look at their class. But I tell you this, if God says yes, no man can say no to you. Now let's dig a little deeper. Why did God hide David? Do you have an idea? Why was David hidden? Number one, to protect him from premature exposure. Hallelujah. The Lord hid David to protect him from premature exposure. There are certain things that if it's not time, God will not cause people to even know your name. People would not even understand, and people would not even know whether you exist. So sometimes God takes us from somewhere and hides us, and when the time is fully come, the world would see what we are made of. Does it make sense to you? Some of us are praying for platforms. Some of us here on this platform here, we are praying seriously to have a platform. But God is preserving us from pressure. We're not ready for it now. Some of us want to even travel to America as we speak right now. But God says, my son, my daughter, it is not ready. You have tried many times to get a visa and they deny you. You don't even understand because you feel the pressure is just too much. So get out of the scene. The Lord hit David for a reason. The weight of the crown can crush a head that hasn't been trained to carry it. David's time with the sheep prepared him for the throne. There are things that you are doing that you don't even know, that those are the things that you are doing that will prepare you for the right place at the right time. I want you to know, friends, to develop your character is God is hiding you in the dark places. Now, let me tell you something that you may remember. Years ago, when we take a picture, the picture is taken to a dark room to be processed. And when they take the picture to the dark room to process, the picture that has been taken, it is too dark. But when it comes out of the dark room and process, the beauty of you comes out of the dark room. David was just watching the sheep. He was just the shepherd boy. He was killing lions with his bare hands, worshiping in silence, learning how to fight battles. No one clapped for David for all the things he did. Did you think David did in vain? But God was watching what others couldn't see. God is watching over you when others can't see what is in you. Your secret devotion is building your public elevation. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
It is setting the stage for a divine entrance. David didn't push his way into anointing. He was called into. So wait to be called into your anointing. When the time comes, God will summon you by name. Even if men forget your existence, God will prove himself that I am that I am. My name is El Shaddai. Beloved, how to respond even your hidden season? Right now you are hidden. Nobody knows you. Nobody has heard about you. Nobody knows anything about you. It's okay. It's okay. Don't force yourself to be known because that will be premature. But I want to tell you one thing. Be diligent where you are. I said, do what? Be diligent where you are. Don't abandon the sheep because you are dreaming of a throne. Worship without an audience. If you can dance with God in the field, you won't survive the palace. Sharpen your skills in secret. For David, slingshot practice was his preparation for the Goliath. Beloved, today I want to challenge you. Don't waste your hidden season. Turn to somebody and tell the person, don't waste your hidden season. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't chase validation. Let oil, not applause, find you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your obedience in private will command favor in public. I say your obedience in private will command favor in public. Stay faithful. God is about to send someone under the sound of my voice to ask, is there someone here that I have not seen yet? God is about to summon somebody. God is saying, is there any other that I can use? And if you are faithful to the Lord, I promise you, the Lord will not disappoint you. The Lord will not disappoint you.
Amen.
I want you to say to yourself, Father, train me in my hidden season. Prepare me for what you have prepared for me. God, let your anointing locate me in the right time. Even if I'm forgotten by men, let heaven remember me. Let heaven remember me. Let heaven remember me. In my closing to you tonight, I want you to know that God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. Men may have forgotten about you, but this God has not forgotten about you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.